Welcome to Taking Moonshots. Shall we get started? Awesome. So we are here yet again on Taking Moonshots. And today we have a very special guest. But before that, let me just go ahead and do the same old intro, which is basically talk a little bit about, you know, taking moonshots. So first of all, good afternoon, good evening, everyone who has joined us today for yet another episode of Taking Moonshots. That is a LinkedIn Live series with me. If you don't know already, I'm Rinal Bhattacharya, joining all the way from the Salt City of Dreamers, Mumbai. Something is always happening here. And in the same spirit, I create content every day on diverse subjects, be it communities, women at workplace, experiences of life. And I'm also currently running a series called Kagaz Ki Kashti, where every week there is new theme. You can always follow me at hashtag ThatKoraGirl on LinkedIn to get all the updates and everything that I create around my belief and goals of life. As we talk about life goals, manifestation, and more, how can we not talk about this very series that you're watching right now? We call it Talking Moonshots, where we host inspiring people from different diverse fields and talk about their aspiration and how they are making their respective moonshots a reality. Emma Lewis LC once said, and I quote, simply put, coaching is where you work with someone to connect with yourself, redesign your environment and your life, and then take action to implement it. Today, we'll talk a ton about life coaching, life of coaches, and why one needs a life coach. Today, we are yet again hosting one such person who has been able to show the courage to take his moonshot, someone who very quickly started with his dream career and pursued his, you know, his passion in life coaching. Our guest for the day, Dipanshu Rawal, is a life and business coach. His current project is helping coaches create an impactful coaching business with love and freedom. He started his self-improvement journey 7 years ago when he had his first episode of anxiety. Overall, these years, he has worked in multiple roles in multiple capacities, from corporate to freelancing and whatnot. He loves sharing his learnings and journey online and has been writing online for the last 8 years. He has a whooping 31,000 followers over LinkedIn and 18,000 followers on Quora, that's my favorite. His posts have been read millions of times over the years and runs on a great mantra, less judgment, more compassion. For 2020, his mantra is, I see the Buddha in me, I see the Buddha in you. Dipanshu also hosts multiple workshops and coaching sessions in his name. Welcome, Dipanshu.
Thank you so much for having me. I love your energy. Love your energy, Mrinal. And I'm just glad to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
So awesome, Dipanshu. I am so excited and kicked about because life coaches is something that has always intrigued me. Now I want to know a little bit about this journey, okay? So you have a BSc degree in biotech. Then you worked as a marketing manager and social media manager in the very beginning of your stint. So what happened in January 2020? Like, it's right before the COVID hit. What drove you to this gutsy decision of like doing an entrepreneurship and like, you know, going for a career in life coaching?
Amazing question. So there's a story behind this. My cousin from US was visiting in January 2020. And he asked me, you know, what's the point, are you currently working on? What are your current projects? And I mentioned, you know, I'm exploring what would it feel like, you know, to create some courses or talk about philosophy, psychology, human behavior. I had already been exploring life coaching for like half a decade before that. So he said, okay, where do you see yourself, you know, going in the next half a decade to decade? I said, I'll be a life coach someday. And then I heard myself saying that. I said, What do I mean by someday? Well, why not today? So that's actually what happened. And I started exploring what is life coaching and I started doing it on site. I actually quit my job in July 2020 but I started the life coaching journey in January, a couple of months before this COVID thing started.
Well, that's amazing. Talking about, like, you know, manifestation. So what does a life coach really do? For those who don't know about life coaching, what is your definition of a life coach?
Yeah, that's very important for us to understand, because a lot of us have the idea and concept of coaching, but not the experience of coaching. So the textbook definition of coaching is co-active collaboration, participation in helping your clients maximizing their potential, reaching out their goals. How I describe it is a coach is someone who will create a loving space for you, because we have these boundaries with which we see our worlds, and the job of a coach is to push these boundaries, because right now you cannot see my hand, you cannot know if there is a watch on it or not, but it may be there, right? So these pushing boundaries is with a very loving and kind space is, I believe, the primary job of a coach.
Wow, amazing. That's deep. And I also want to take this moment and say that, you know, your voice itself is super calming. So I'm like, all like, calm down. But I want to know from you, somebody who is looking for a life coach, what is this two basic things that people should look for in a life coach?
Great question. So first of it would be, because we are living in a internet world. So most life coaches will have some or the other areas already presented in the social media, like maybe one or two social media profiles, maybe their website. So the first factor would be, go and check out the languages they talk. Right. For example, if you are someone who would like to be at calm and peace and, you know, still be ambitious and achieve a lot, you see what energy I'm providing. Right. So go check out how they talk. What vocabulary do they use? What stories do they have? Can you connect with them? Like, that's the first thing. And second is, maybe test the waters. Maybe don't, you know, go and start working with them, but consume their maybe books, if they have written some books, if they have created some videos, start working on them, because a lot of coaches, you don't need to pay them to actually work with them in the beginning. You can simply go through their YouTube, their LinkedIn, their blogs, and start working on what they recommend. So I think these two would be the prominent things if somebody's looking to work with a coach.
And you know, basically, you are giving your life to somebody for consultation. It's very important to do research. Like, even before buying a chair, we do so much of research, like reading reviews. So I think this is a very powerful thought that, you know, you have to also understand what language they're speaking. Are they resonating with you? So that's really incredible tip, Dipanjo, right there. I also want to know, you are also into business coaching. How business coaching is different from life coaching?
Sure. So my extended family, you know, my mother's side, my father's side, like all the maternal and paternal sides, everybody is into business. So I've been learning negotiations since I was like maybe 11 or 12. I would go and help out my father in his small business. So I always had that one component in, like, I usually say this out loud, like, marketing and sales is in kind of in my DNA. So this helped me a lot when I started as a life coach 2.5 years ago. I've seen a lot of life coaches struggling to develop their businesses, to start and actually create a successful coaching business. And when I started, I created a multiple six-figure business while working on average 4 to 5 hours a day. So a lot of people, a lot of new coaches, a lot of struggling coaches started asking me, how did you do that? Will you mentor us? Will you guide us? So that's what I started working on as of now. I'm like, you know what, like, let me just take it as a my current project. Let me help out and see how I can support new coaches create this incredible coaching business.
That's again like super important. I think one of the things that I had like in my prep as well, which I just gotta bump up that question because it was so in the end. So I believe that, you know, even life coaches need coaches. So so do you have a life coach? And
yes. totally agree with that question. If you've read, there's an amazing book, if you are into entrepreneurship, freelancing or whatever, there's a book called You Can Sell by Shiv Khera, amazing book on sales. And he talks about in his book that if you're an insurance, you know, seller, insurance agent, make sure you buy insurance first. If you don't buy your own product, it's going to be tough to sell it to somebody else. So as a coach, the most common struggling factor why they struggle is because they don't have their own coach. Because everybody has these boundaries and we don't know what we don't know. We don't know if, you know, there's a hand beyond this boundary, or if I have a watch, if I have three watches in this hand beyond these boundaries. So as a coach, it becomes even more necessary to have your own coach.
Wow. People who think that, you know, life coaches do not need coach, I think they need it the most. And, you know, on that note, I want to, you know, like go back a little bit in the memory lane, even though it's very recent for you. But like, I really want you to take us to the trip down memory lane when you start thinking about life coaching as a profession. What really inspired you to be a life coach?
So one thing is, I've been on this self-help or self-improvement journey since last 6, 7, 8 years now. And I've always loved learning and sharing. Always loved it since I was a kid. I remember I was maybe 7, 8, 9 years old when kids start reading and learning new stuff, right? So what I would used to do is I would used to read jokes from that newspaper, daily newspaper, and I would read out loud. I'll memorize it and I'll tell that joke to everyone on dinner table. So always loved to learn and share. That transformed into when I was in school, I would go to library and search, you know, I don't know, history books or some other books and read a lot of stuff and then present it. I was voice at boy when I was in school. So I would present it in my speeches and other declamations or whatever. And then in college, I started writing. So whatever I would learn from reading more books and I would write about it. I would share it in forms of writing. So I always love to learn and share. And I believe that was one of the most key factors why I came into this life coaching. I have learned some stuff. I am on this consistent journey. Maybe I'm not at, you know, like step 100. Maybe I'm at step 23. I can help somebody at step 7, right?
Absolutely. Talking of like helping, I know that you have mentioned that, you know, you help other life coaches. If somebody wants to today, like get into the business of life coaching, and it's a very, I feel, mentally toiling job as well, because you are talking to somebody about their life, you are taking control of helping them understand pieces of their life. I want to know from you, what are those three very important tips that you are like advices that you want to give to new upcoming life coaches that are planning to make their name in the industry? Is there anything? I know that, you know, you have courses on it, but like if you have to pick up like three very basic but like extremely crucial tips, what would that be?
So one suggestion would be get a coach, work with a coach. That's the one suggestion. Otherwise, how I recommend my clients, new coaches or people who have been in this coaching industry for some time, that your coaching business has three equal elements in it: your coaching skills, your business skills, your self-improvement. So you need to work on all three equally if you want to have a successful coaching business. Most new coaches would ignore one or the other among these three: your coaching skills, your business skills, your self-improvement. Does it make sense?
Absolutely, absolutely it does. And you know, I am, like, my mind is right now blowing, because I personally believe in life coaches, and I personally see a lot of, like, you know, YouTube and, you know, inspiration around blog articles. Who is that one person that you idealize in your industry, who you think this life coach, in some direct, indirect way, because, you know, sometimes, like, we do not have accessibility to life coaches, but, like, if I have to pick, if I ask you to pick up, like, that one life coach, maybe they're alive, maybe they're not, but, like, if you were to pick up a name, like, who that will be and why?
Can I say my name?
Just kidding.
Rich Litwin is an amazing coach. He inspired me. So his videos were the reason I got started on this journey. And his book, The Prosperous Coach, is the book I would recommend if you want to be a coach. That's an amazing starting step.
So awesome. So talking about, you know, books, and, you know, we will talk about books a little bit, like what your favorite one was and all of that. But do you personally feel the need of a life coach? Because, you know, there are people in different, are, like, struggling with different aspects of their life. Sometimes they don't need a life coach, but maybe they need a psychiatrist. Maybe they need a mental health coach, or they need a very different kind of coach. How to identify between when we need to approach what kind of coach? Do we need a coach for that as well? What are your thoughts?
Sure. Amazing. Good question. So the thing about therapy versus coaching is not a medical profession. Therapy is a medical profession. So at any given point, if you feel that, you know, you need a therapist, go consult a therapist. Like, that's going to be the priority. That's why I recommend my clients who are coaches or who are not coaches, that if you ever feel that you need a therapist, go have a therapy session. You'll know if you're getting help. If you don't feel like you are not getting the kind of help you want, try coaching, have a conversation. One of the ways to understand if a coach can benefit is to actually go and talk to a coach, go and talk to a therapist.
Absolutely. And I think that's a very important advice that people often forget, that, you know, hey, there are so many life coaches giving so much of gyan on the platforms. And they just don't understand that there is a differentiation. They are talking about taking you to next level. And, like, then there is a coach that is required, that then there is a therapist that is required for addressing a very important aspect that you are actually struggling with. Talking about struggles, how can we not talk about dreams, right? And, you know, this whole series is about taking moonshot. And I know that, you know, the punch, you're already on your way. You are, you know, living your dream. But what's that one moonshot that you want to, like, today talk on this forum and say that, you know, hey, that's my moonshot, I'm going for it?
So I'm gonna get married in a couple of months. That's, like, the moonshot I'm aiming for now. And I plan to travel. Like, that's the personal moonshot I'm aiming for. I'm gonna travel for, I don't know, maybe a year or two.
Oh my God. So, okay. People who are fans of Dipanshu, please join me, spam the comments by saying congratulations, Dipanshu. This is huge. Oh my God. How did I not know this? I know that I have seen pictures, but when are the actual announcements going to happen? Like, are we going to get
so about it? still planning. I got engaged on this Valentine's Day. So it still is some time, that there is some time. I don't know when it will happen, but, like, that's the moonshot.
I am loving it. I am loving how real is your moonshot. And this actually makes my little dance, like my heart is, like, dancing. I'm fumbling right now. We have a birthday celebration in our last moonshot. And right now, like, we are I mean, this is just going on another level. Okay, you know, talking back and, you know, going back to life coaches, one of the challenging situations that I have seen that, you know, a lot of people are also like becoming coaches. And, you know, there's a lot of debate around, there are very young people who are also doing coaching, people who just right off the college and, you know, they're also like giving advices. And people have started perceiving that, you know, oh, this is a fad. What are you, and this is a very controversial, debatable topic, even on LinkedIn as a platform that, you know, a lot of people are talking about it. What are your thoughts about, first of all, number one, very young people becoming coaches, because I feel like experiences cannot be like defined just by age. There could be experiences that people have like as kids as well. But like, I want to pick up your thoughts that, you know, what kind of expertise is required to be a life coach? And second, people who are calling it a fad, what are your thoughts? You know, what is that one response they want to
give
them?
Let's start with people calling it fad. Some people are calling it fad because they have a lot of anger in them, because they just want to redirect their anger to something where they can shit on. And life coaching is a very vulnerable spot in that sense. Anybody can come and comment negative about it, right? Most people usually talk negative about things they don't understand. They don't have an experience of. One point. Second point about young life coaches. Yes, you need some experience, but that doesn't mean you need decades of experience. As I said, you don't have to be at step 99 to help somebody at step 2. You can be at step 12 helping somebody at step 2. That being said, I have had a couple of coaches who are actually just out of college or just, you know, 1-3 years of work experience. And when I ask myself, are they doing it right? I look at the testimonials, the feedbacks their clients are giving them. And it's worth all the negativity they're absorbing.
Right, right. No, I completely hear you. And, you know, I also want to quote, like, there's this very beautiful quote that I came across while prepping for this session, is that coaching is a unique process of human development, one that works to change a person's life for the better and help him or her achieve a number of specific objectives. I think that summarizes Ian Beattie's quote. I want to know from you that one tip for anybody who is coming to you for, let's say, getting trained as a life coach. What is that one thing that you will give them that, you know, hey, listen, you're ready or you're not ready? How do you judge that? I know this is not like, you know, I just want to process around that.
Just by inquiring, most probably they are ready. If they're just thinking about it, most probably they are ready. If they feel that they don't have enough experience, because 100% of the coaches feel that they don't have enough experience when they start out. No matter your age, you're going to feel the same way. The one differentiation would be, or one added factor, if somebody really feels, you know, I'm too young to be a coach, is sure, get some experience. I love this one mindset. I'm undergoing a course right now, and the coach talks about, why don't you do some really cool stuff and then show it off on internet? Like, why can't be that your goal as a life coach? Like, do some really cool stuff, show it on, you know, show off it on internet, and then that's quite inspirational to people, help them achieve the same. For example, one of the cool stuff I did was in the last 1 year, I've had multiple six-figure months, upgraded a multiple six-figure coaching business while working 4 to 5 hours a day, doing everything ethically, actually offering results.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think this is so powerful, because a lot of people don't realize that, you know, these unconventional roles are also becoming really popular, and because people are actually feeling the need. Why on earth otherwise a business will run if, you know, people are not finding value of it? Like, fad can fade away very easily. So I completely get you. And on that note, I have three very quick questions, and you know, we are, I don't want to let you go because I'm feeling so energetic right now, but I still have like three questions that I need to ask,
sure,
which are very quick. But I know that you have like talked about a book recommendation, but I want to know in 2022, which is that one book, which is not based on life coaching, but in general about life, that you want everyone to read who is thinking about life in general. What is that one book?
I'm going to go ahead and talk about maybe two or three books.
Absolutely, 100%.
One of the books I recently finished, I think last month, was The Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. Amazing book about money, about mindset, about how we are spending money, earning money, keeping money. Amazing book. So must, like, very much recommended. Second is The Ultimate Coach. The first part of the book is not very interesting, a little boring, but an amazing book. It's like a biography of a coach, Steve Hardison, and you learn a lot about life just by reading that one book.
Absolutely.
The third one that I'm reading currently is called The Buddha in Me, The Buddha in You by David Hare. I think that's what his name. He's a Buddhist life coach, and it talks about Nichiren Buddhism. I practice Nichiren Buddhism, chanting Namyo Renge Kyo, and an amazing amazing book about principles of a philosophy, not necessarily a religion. So sure, Buddhism is a religion, but it's closest to what a typical religion is not. And as I've picked my mantra for this year, I see the Buddha in me, I see the Buddha in you, which basically means that all of us have that behavior, that Buddhahood nature in us, and we just need to be in that state. We need to raise our consciousness to create that space where we can be in that behavior.
Oh my God, you just got maybe bookstore some business, because I am definitely going ahead and reading those books and, you know, adding to my TBR list for sure. But Dipanshu, like, you know, I really, because I feel that, you know, this is very, very important. And I want to know, what is that one thing that you tell people that, like, you know, get them that, okay, this is a life coach for me. If I have to give you that, you know, very interestingly, one word pitch that, you know, what can you give me if I get you as a life coach? What would you tell people? Just one word, if it is just one word, or maybe a sentence. I don't want to like pressurize you.
Sure. So the issue with, you know, pitching like this is that it becomes a lot transactional. I can do that if I'm a business coach, you know, like I can make you a pitch that invest with me ABC money for XYZ months, and I'll guarantee that you will make 150% of your investment within these months, or I continue working till you do. I've made that pitch. But it's tough with life coaching to make that pitch, because you don't have the experience of life coaching yet. So anybody who asks me, you know, like, what is life coaching, what do you do? So sure, I do have like one or two videos where I've created like life coaches do ABC, this is like all that. But one common thing that I suggest is, get on a call with me. Let's have a conversation. Let me show you what you have not yet seen about yourself.
Wow. I mean, you know, getting on a call for like understanding like why somebody would, I think that's definitely a pitch that I usually like definitely fall for, because I think, you know, somebody is giving time is already interested in me to invest in them. And I think that trust is beautiful. I also want to know, because, you know, you're here, Dipanshu, and like, you will not get a chance like this. I want us to like know about how can people reach out to you for getting like maybe a consultation appointment, or like, you know, just in general, like if they want to get you as a coach, do you have any criteria, or do you like entertain everyone? What is your process around that? And that, I promise, this is going to be the last question, because I know I am like, I'm hogging you on your weekend, and just go for it.
Okay. So fortunately, I still am at a place where I can entertain individual curious. I don't have anyone on my team yet. I have one person helping me, you know, in a couple of administrative work, but I address 100% of my emails and DMs. So if anybody would want to reach out to me to work with me or to explore, you know, life coaching, business coaching, whatever, the first invitation would be to send me a text. LinkedIn and Instagram are usually the platforms where I'm most active. Send me a message on where do you need help or what would you want to explore, and let's have a conversation and we'll see where you are, where I am, and where can we go from there.
So awesome. And so if anybody is interested, we already have posted Dipanshu's Instagram and LinkedIn handle on the chat. We also have the email of Dipanshu flashing on the screen, so definitely write to him, talk to him, check whether it's like compatibility match, as you know, Dipanshu said that, you know, you need to know whether the life coach is meant for you. It's like finding the perfect ring for your hand. So thank you so much, Dipanshu. I am so inspired. Thank you so much for talking about the industry, the process of life coaches, how people can actually look for it, how can people become a life coach. So I think there is a ton of wisdom and knowledge nuggets that we have got from this session, and I cannot thank you enough for that.
Thank you so much, Mrinal. I really enjoyed this conversation.
So awesome. So we'll say bye to Dipanshu for now, and we'll move to our next section, which is basically talk about our next week's speaker. And this speaker makes me blush a bit because he's someone who has worked in Tata Administrative Services, quit his job in 2019 to pursue his long-term dream while he was still a student in Ahmedabad back in 2009-11, and has been finally able to create a startup in 2022 that is slowly picking up and supporting other startups to reach their moonshot. He is my biggest pride and my strongest pillar of support, my husband. And his name is Karthikeyan Kollari Narayanan. So I will be taking a moonshot with him, and we'll see you then. So for now, we'll just say goodbye, and till the time, keep unlocking your moonshots, and do let us know in next week's episode, you know, talk about startups and more. Thank you and have a great day. Bye-bye.